stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Too, because if we don't put millions of people in the streets, and it's what it's going to take, massive protests, massive shutdowns, massive recall elections, massive everything. If we don't do that, the next step will be enslavement, and then our only way out will be to fight. So please, please share. And by the way, that's the theme of what we're going to be talking about here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're also going to be going out to KYH, our home station, Global Star Radio Network, great network, Red State Talk Radio, same, Heroes Nation, same, going out to all people. And we got a lot of coverage now, so we need you to really do your part in spreading the word. And what we're going to talk about here is, let me bring Doug on here. And Doug, welcome to our show. The Doug and Dave Intel Report, which really, are you shocked at the growth and interest that we're drawing?
You know, I was hoping that we would draw a little bit more of a crowd, but me and you both know that a lot of our work gets suppressed. But it is the independent podcast. It is the independent-minded person who spreads this. So honestly, I'm actually glad about the growth that we've had, because it's organic. You know, it's really coming from the people. It's not just, you know, something that's populated on YouTube.
Well, I just wanted to get that out of the way before we go to who our sponsors are. But I'm going to tell you this, Doug. I think we're a little bigger than you're giving ourselves credit for. You're being modest. Sarah Westall shared this with me a few months ago. Our podcasts are we vacillate between the upper 0.5% and 0.25% for the world. So a lot of people are hearing this, a lot of people. And it's explains why we get some of the advertising rates we get. Thank you very much to our sponsors. And so we are hitting the stride, and people who talk to me say, what's the most outstanding thing you do? Well, Dave, you have really good guests, but that Doug and Dave Intel Report, that stuff's dynamite. This is what I'm getting from people. So, and I think tonight's not going to be any different. Before we go to what we're going to cover, I got to take care of some business here. Listen, we just covered this recently on a TV show we did, and the food supply, it has never been worse, and they're ready to pounce. And they're throwing Amish farmers, and you heard a report with Sheriff Mack that I did. They're throwing Amish farmers in prison for not having the right licenses for food preparation. Amish, you know, you think Biden would like them? There's no CO2, those buggies, just an occasional horse fart, and that's about the only methane they get. But no, they're going after them. Listen, if you don't have your food, you're going to be depending on the government, and they will make you eat things like bugs, aquatics, fake lab meat. We've covered all that from the World Economic Forum. I think you'd like to avoid that fate, so get prepared, please. Please, we're not going to be in business a whole lot longer, I don't believe. MPS is one of the last standing, but they're going to shut it all down before much longer. I think probably before the election. Doug thinks we maybe have until January or February. Okay, we're 3 months off on each other's predictions. But, ladies and gentlemen, preparewithdave.com. The prices are the same. There's still sales. Get it. Get it now. Also, too, you're going to need water purification, because roving blackouts are coming full-time to America. And when that happens, when are you going to get water? Where are you going to get water? How are you going to get water? You're going to have to scavenge, so you better have a damn good water filter. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter, that's where it's at. It's the best in the nation. You can read the research at waterwithdave.com. And they, too, have not raised prices. They, too, have sales. And then mypillow.com. Oh, if we're going to suffer, can we suffer in comfort? I love Mike Lindell. Love him. Love him, love him, love him. He was just at an appearance with Mike, with Sheriff Mack, I should say. And I got to tell you, he's everywhere. Everywhere I hear there's a function, Mike Lindell's there, because he cares about us. and he also has great products. He put his business at risk to help America, and I'm all too happy to advertise his great products. We have, my wife and I, we have his products. We had a lot of them before we ever went into a partnership with him, and they're fantastic. So you may as well suffer in comfort, and everything is half off or two for one. Here's how you get it. You go to mypillow.com/Hodges. That's easy, right? And then the coupon code is Hodges. Yep, even people with memory problems can remember that. MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And then finally, do you have your nest egg protected? All I'm going to say here is call Noble Gold. You'll hear about them later in the show on our pre-run ads. But Noble Gold turned me from advertiser into customer, and there's a good reason, because we both know what's coming, and they can help you avoid a lot of it. So you can get Noble Gold by calling them at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Those are our sponsors for this show on the Common Sense Show, moving into the Doug and Dave Intel Report on all the aforementioned outlets that we have. So let me start off, Doug. Let me tell you a scenario that I'm beginning to see crystallize. The war will widen in Europe, whether we're the provocateur or the Russians decide they got to hurry up and move things along, and they escalate the type of weapons they're using, or they attack other European nations, but they're going to escalate. They're going to have to, either by provocation from us or by desire on their part, because they're running out of resources. When that happens, China will make their move. And it's not an accident. North Korea, China puppet state, came out and threatened the U.S. and South Korea with a nuclear attack this week. That was designed by China, and they're basically saying, we're going to move on Taiwan, and don't you dare resist. And I think that was an indirect warning at Japan, which I'm sure has nuclear weapons by this point. And Japan has already said, we will blow you out of the water, China, if you move on Taiwan. This is the beginning of World War III. I believe we're also going to see preemptive strikes in the Pacific and against Diego Garcia and Guam. It'll be multiple Pearl Harbor attacks, because China's in the same position Japan was in the 1920s, where they're trying to industrialize, but they don't have the natural resources. And so they've got to militarily take what they need. And the U.S. is an obstacle, and they're playing ball with the World Economic Forum so they can become the world policeman and enrich their country. They have said in Wei Fang's defense minister's letter to the CCP in a speech that leaked out that they're going to commit genocide using race-specific bioweapons against the United States, and they're not going to use them on the 14 million Chinese that are already here. They don't want co-occupancy. They want resource acquisition and colonization, using about 300 million Chinese. So, Doug, that's a scenario that I've created, and I'm going to throw it to you with your military background, your DHS background, your military contractor background, and let's take this apart and talk about what elements you see coming and what other variables I might have left out.
Well, the elements that you see coming are correct, and they're all unfolding, and there's many different layers to this onion as you begin to pull it back. You know, we have a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said Friday that there would be no question that Russia is looking to dismantle Ukraine and dissolve it from the world map entirely. So already we have saber rattling going on with the U.S. and Russia. We have some saber rattling going on with the U.S. and also China. China just recently so that they would blow Nancy Pelosi out of the sky.
I know, I saw that.
If she dare flew over to Taiwan. And, you know, at what point in time do we really take these people seriously? And at what point in time do we say, is this all a theater and are we watching a big program? That's the kind of the way I look at it. You know, Kim Jong-un threatening to use nuclear weapons against the United States and South Korea is one of decades, I guess you could say, of the different, you know, threats that North Korea has given to South Korea. And, you know, there's really not much you can do about that. Those people are going to say whatever they want. Do they have the ability to throw a nuke towards South Korea? Yeah, but most likely it'll just be a Hail Mary artillery strike. But then again, Kim Jong-un is that stupid. I think we need to really be keeping our eyes still on Ukraine. I think we need to be really watching the health of Putin. And, you know, once again, the health of Biden. Biden just also announced that he has COVID immediately for the second time. You know, this man has
so much for vaccines and their boosters, right?
He's only quadruple, vaccinated. Yeah. But listen, this man having the Child of the Year award with Hunter and all the scandals that Hunter has created for his father, the duplicitous nature of Biden, more or less shunning any patriotic American at this point. Biden, announced just randomly, oh, by the way, I have cancer. And then he had COVID and he got over it. Now he's got COVID again. You cannot sit here and tell me they are prepping the world for Biden to be removed. But who replaces him? Does Kamala replace him? Probably not. So if it's not Kamala and Joe's out of there, who is the next administration? And if we're going into a war footing where we need the Civil War to happen for the Great Reset, we need the World War to happen for the Great Reset, then whoever gets put in charge is going to be a wartime president. Who is the best candidate?
There'll be a transition, in my opinion. Kamala will take $100 million energy head deal and retire to pursue that. And Nancy Pelosi becomes the president. She appoints Hillary. She doesn't run in 2024, and Hillary destroys the world.
And the possibility of Gavin Newsom being brought in 50-50. By Kamala stepping down, and then Gavin Newsom being chosen by Biden. Biden steps down, and there's Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom is nothing more than a American-born Justin Trudeau.
That's a good analogy. Who do you think it's going to be? Do you think it's going to be Hillary or Gavin Newsom?
Honestly, I would put my number on Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom's a WEF guy. He already has created an embassy for Canada in Russia in Moscow. So why would he be against all this all of a sudden? This is a man who has heavy, heavy ties into the mafia with Nancy Pelosi and her mafia ties. It's a man who obviously has ties with cartel and international terrorist organizations. So, I think whoever they put in is selected. It is who they choose. Honestly, doesn't it sound better if you wanted to keep power to put your man in power before the midterm elections? That's when I would do it. And then when the midterm elections come and the Republicans win everything, and by January, February, we have the great economic depression, reset, and all the other, calamities that'll be happening, you blame it on the Republicans.
Yeah, I've rethought what you said since our TV show, and I think you may have the correct answer. I was predicting the chaos before so there couldn't be an election. I rethought this. I talked extensively with Richard Mack in an interview, or Sheriff Richard Mack, and he talked to some of the top Arizona people in charge of the election. And what he told me unsettled me. Nothing's changed. There'll be massive voter fraud. And I think your scenarios are all correct. I think the Biden thing could happen anytime. I don't think there's a calendar date you can put on that. But I do think they're going to see if they can't steal the election. And then in the what they call the lame duck period between the election and the swearing in of the senators and representatives, then I think they'll go to scorched earth if they lose. I think all the scorched earth policies we're mentioning here will come between November and January.
Yeah. And, Gavin Newsom's a young guy. compared to most politicians. He's been around a while. He's likable for a lot of the Democrats. He's not likable for all of us normal, sane people. But they don't need the fit for the American people, Dave. They need the fit for the global order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're one of those Lehman's born, type of kids, you know, where your whole life was set for what's about to happen, I think Gavin Newsom is my pick. You know, that's where I'm looking at right now. You know, we may all be wrong. You know, this may all pass over, but dinosaurs may come back too.
I don't think so. I don't think this is going to pass over. I think you're right on the money. There's something you said about Nancy Pelosi's connection to organized crime. I have two responses to that. One, she comes from the D'Alessandro family, and that should be self-explanatory. But in case you don't know, folks, Daddy was not only the mayor of Baltimore, he was also in the black nobility, big-time mafia. She's a mafia princess. And then we have pictures of her in Beto O'Rourke with Nieto, and you can look it up on the commonsenseshow.com on my website. And I published it a few times. I've referenced it in different ways. But Nieto took a $150 million bribe when he was president of Mexico from Chapo Guzman to look the other way on drug trafficking. And some of that drug trafficking involved China. It was the early days of fentanyl around 2015. And therefore, what we could say is not only is she complicit with the mafia, she's complicit with the cartels, which puts her in direct cooperation with the Chinese, since the Chinese control the cartels. She looks the other way on drugs. She hangs out with Nieto. So she's basically, you know, kinship to scumbags who want to bring down America. So, it's interesting. But we both agree on this. She will be the president for a short time. I think there's no question.
And, you know, we're not a nation that is, short of drama either, even though we have drama going on a world scale. The House has passed the assault weapons ban by 217 votes to 213. Baby formula crisis is now worsening as more and more stores are showing that their baby formula is out of stock. The World Economic Forum has more or less declared war on every farmer worldwide. And it's not getting any better. People are honestly, if you look at a lot of these random videos, these random acts of violence that are happening throughout the country, that's getting worse. We still have all the lives for SCOTUS that are, being threatened, and assassination claims that are happening left and right against Kavanaugh and others. Like I said, we are a nation who is becoming, how would you say this, Dave? We are becoming ripe for the reaping. You know, that's the way I view it. And I would not be surprised if by October there's a mass surge for the border. We know DHS is running operations down there right now, facilitating with people coming across the border. And, you know, how many different times do we have to see members of immigration, retired members of immigration, or guys like me who worked for DHS for so long, come out and say, you know, this current administration is truly a threat to the sanctity of our nation. You know, it's. And, you know, people can disagree with me all they want, Dave. I really don't care. Law enforcement will have to make the decision. You will either continue to go through with what's happening, or you will push back and resist and tell the president, no, we're going to do our job. You know, if Dave, could you imagine if I hired you as a basketball coach and paid your salary and your retirement and your days off, and you did everything but be a basketball coach? What do you think would happen?
Well, unquestionably, I'd be fired.
Well, then why don't we fire our law enforcement? Why don't we fire federal law enforcement?
It's worse than that, Doug. Mayorkas belongs in jail. He deserves to be indicted for criminal neglect after the fact. Fentanyl is killing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans. and he's complicit because of border enforcement. Biden is too, but Mayorkas could stand criminal indictment. I mean, he could face criminally negligent homicide as an accomplice after the fact.
Well, and now you have whistleblowers that are coming out saying that FBI agents are being encouraged and incentivized. That's a quote, encouraged and incentivized by Christopher Wray, by the top dogs of the Department of Justice and the FBI to reclassify cases that are they're currently under review as forms of domestic extremism. You know, this is taking advantage of a compromised criminal justice system, and they are labeling their enemies as criminals, just like Nazi Germany did.
Shockers. I was going to say, Chris Wray is Himmler. Mm-hmm. When you kick in the door of Sharona Bishop, who did nothing but try to legally alter school board race voting, in other words, exposing certain things, telling parents how to be politically active, and they kick in her door, put guns to their heads, and manhandle their teenage daughter and don't have a sufficient warrant to do what they did, was seize all the electronics. It was a dress rehearsal for the night of the broken glass, which is coming from this government.
Good old Kristallnacht. Yeah, but, you know, this is why we the people, Dave, we've talked about community preparedness on the show before. I've talked about it, and we've talked about various different, you know, answers that are there for these type of events right now. And, you know, you're to blame for it. I'm to blame for it. Everyone listening is to blame for it because nobody's obviously doing it. You know, me and Dave are shouting it on the radio, but there's always more that you could do, right? But listen to me. You need to be getting together as not just a parent-teacher meeting, not just as the families of concerned students, but the families of concerned civilian populations, and going to your mayors, your police chiefs, going to your representatives for your state, for your local area, to your sheriffs, and saying, we demand a meeting this point in time at this date. You will be there, and you will start to hear our complaints. Could you imagine if you got all the city representatives, if you got your sheriff and the undersheriff, if you got the police chief and the assistant police chief, you got your local DA, you got your, you know, Republican and Democratic congressman, your state representative, all in the same area, and you said, here are the problems that we have with the world and as a nation and this damn government. You sit down and listen and give me a response. What would they do? But here's the problem, Dave. We can't get half of America to get up and to get off their butt and do the right thing and prepare. Half the time we can't get them to vote. You know, and I understand we have a compromised voting system, and it has always been compromised. But at what point in time did we start saying, we're not going to vote this way, we want paper ballot, and we are going to protest at the governor's house until you give it to us? We the people hold the keys. We the people hold the cards. And if we the people could just agree for once, collectively, to care about our future and the future for our children, the future of our country, we could actually make a difference. Because the politicians in this current administration are doing everything in their power that we give them by not protesting to undermine the Constitution, to take away parts of the Bill of Rights, to enslave us to a future of debt, to radicalize your children in the classroom, sexualize your children on the playground, and they won't stop there until you are begging in the breadline for more. I dare to see a pastor. I dare to see one pastor repeat what I just said in church.
Actually, there is one. I don't know if I should mention it, though, but it's in northeastern Colorado. It is a pastor. I haven't got to attend his church. I will when I go back there. But
well,
I know
God
people,
bless that man.
He talks about the New World Order and the whole nine yards.
And I've been to plenty of churches where, I mean, they will lull you to sleep. You might as well be Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones.
Yeah, I agree. Or how about this one? As you've heard me say this before, a year ago, April, in the church I was attending, assistant pastor said, it's your duty to obey the government. Okay, Romans 13, I get that. And the man, the leader, may not be a godly man, but he's God's man. You got to do what he says. Okay, I'm there if he gives me an exemption. In other words, the moment he tells me to violate the Ten Commandments and the Word of God, we part company real quick. And he didn't give such an exemption. And I classified this pastor as an agent of the New World Order protecting his 501c3 tax-exempt protection from the government.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, in the Dallas area, there's a couple very well-known mega churches. And I don't know how many thousands of dollars they spent on the Black Lives Matter flag, but it's like a 20 by 30 flag that they draped outside. You know, and once again, the hypocrisy of some of these people, that you will drape that flag over what is supposed to be the house of God, that our Lord Jesus says, come as you are, and you put a buffer in front of the Word of God. You know, that is the nation that you live in right now. Just listen to this. This is actually motivating. Okay, yeah, let me give you something motivating for once. The entire North Carolina Police Department, an entire department, resigned Friday after a town manager was hired. Police officers, and this is coming to us from InfoWars, police officers and other officials in a small town of Kinley submitted mass resignation letters citing stress, a hostile work environment, and an inability to continue the department's long-term betterment projects. In a letter to the town manager, Justin Jones, Police Chief Josh Gibson expressed regret toward the negative changes he felt were occurring in the department. And here's a quote. In my 21 years at the Kinley Police Department, we have seen ups and downs, but especially in the last 3 years, we have made substantial progress that we hope to continue. However, due to the hostile work environment now present in the town of Kinley, I do not believe progress is possible. He said, I put in my 2 weeks notice along with the entire police department. The new manager has created an environment I do not feel we can perform our duties and services to the community. And, you know, this is you want progressivism. You want that utopia, which is a Greek word for a place that can't exist. If you want this, you know, 1984 come to life, you will force people out of some of the most precious jobs that we have. Look at how many nurses and doctors we lost in 2020. You know, did we gain half of them back? Probably not. You know, we've seen a huge cut in the field of manpower, not just from first responders and medical, but also from farmers, from teachers, people who worked at the plants, the fabrication guys, the pipeline guys. You know, I'm sure I'm missing a bunch of people, but we, you know, our workforce has been drastically cut in half. And then they drastically cut it in half again with taxes and the new Green Deal that was just passed. All at the same time, China is ramping up their industry, ramping it up, and Biden says nothing.
It's because Biden, let's just be honest, he's an agent of the Chinese government. He's on their payroll. He's the big guy. His son is the front man. I don't know how much more clear it could be.
He's doing what he was hired to do. Wreck the nation. You know, we all remember whenever Joe Biden supposedly won the election. A week or two after that, you know, the Chinese had this big meeting and they're all laughing about it, how we got our man in charge. Now we got old Joe Biden in charge. Yeah, I mean, did you see the bizarre video where Biden was not blinking for like 3 minutes straight while he was speaking.
I've heard about it, yes.
I've watched this video several times. I believe they actually deep faked the president's eyes. And I don't know why, but there's no way, unless this man took whatever Hunter was taking, for him to look the way he did and not blink the entire time he was speaking. And if so, you know, hey, let's speak about this, because there are some things here that a lot of people don't know, Dave. Dave, let me ask you, true or false. Has President Biden ever spoke in front of a green screen at the White House?
I would assume yes. And he also reads off the teleprompter like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. What a great movie.
In a few, San Diego. Go F yourself. It's too bad they didn't put that in there. That would have been a speech worth watching. But instead, yeah. He just read the instructions. What a jackass.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's your president. You know, and honestly, we actually got Brick as the vice president. That's Kamala. Let me just say that this man is the president in name only.
Yeah.
He does not make any actual decisions. I guarantee you that he doesn't have access to the nuclear football. He probably barely has access, to the restroom half the time, unless he's, you know, being guided. And he's an embarrassment. Every time he goes outside the country, his handlers. Now, look, all presidents have handlers, all right? We have people that are movers and shakers for the president, you know, paving the way for POTUS. But this man is being guided around like grandpa at the county fair. It is horrible to watch this man in person. Mm-hmm. Horrible. You know, I would love to see a face-to-face with Joe Biden and Putin. I would love to see these two guys actually sit down and talk. I think it would probably be one of the funniest damn things I've seen in the last 4 or 5 years.
No, I still think Putin would kick the crap out of Biden.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you bring this up. I went back and I looked at Biden in the campaign, and I look at him now. He looks like a freaking ghost.
He's aged. Seriously. So much. He's aged
terribly. Terribly. Yeah. I mean, he goes by graveyards, men chasing with shovels. I mean, he looks like he's death warmed over.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he is a, I think whatever it is that they're feeding him medication wise is killing him. Honestly. Yeah. You know, I think, he is sick. He probably does have cancer. He probably had cancer before he ran and everybody knew it. And that's why he got selected, because there were people who did better than Joe Biden for the Democrats. And once again, the reason why you pick Kamala Harris, she did the absolute worst for all the Democrats. And yet she got the VP. Come on, give me a break. These two clowns were put into the circus to entertain us.
Kamala is interesting to me, though, because she did, you know, Alameda County prosecutor, attorney general of California, senator, and now vice president. And you listen to her talk. I mean, it's one schizophrenic word salad after another. And I was thinking, why didn't this come out before? And then I started thinking, she only rose up the ladder of power because she only had to master one word. Yes, yes, yes again. That's how she got to power. And then became the token vice president. Look at what we're doing. We're progressive. She can't talk, but she's cute. And she knows how to say yes. That's why she is where she is. Plain and simple.
I think she is a soon-to-be sacrificial goat.
Well, no, actually what I'm hearing, there's a deal brewing right now. One of the Democratic donors wouldn't be identified to me, but what I was told was one of the Democratic donors who has access to huge energy resources is going to put her in charge and give her $100 million in exchange for her resignation. Oh, people are going to be pissed that I put this out, and not my sources, but the people who are planning it, because they didn't think we'd find out.
Yeah, that's the same thing that I've heard. I think you and I have discussed this recently. You know, I think that's probably one of the most probable situations that we are facing. And, you know, we got a whole litany of false flags out there. We are in the false flag zone right now, from now to November. From now to November, I fully expect an attempt of assassination on somebody, or an assassination, Steve Scalise style, right? Not this Yahoo in New York who tried to stab somebody with a self-defense, pokey, sticky thing in his hand. No, I fully expect something by an AR-15 to happen to a politician so that they can take full advantage of it. Because, you know, obviously, Dave, we live in Gotham now. We live in the Marvel DC universe now.
I thought we were in Sodom and Gomorrah, or better yet, I'm in Sodom and you're over there in Gomorrah. Sodom, Arizona, Gomorrah, Texas.
Yeah, might as well at this point. You know, here's another thing to bring up is that we have not heard too much from Obama lately. And there was a point in time where he was coming out and he was, you know, trashing everybody there for a moment. And, you know, he was making Biden look bad and made Kamala look like a little lost puppy. I wonder what the plan is for him, because I still think they're going to make Obama the UN president. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he had to back off because people were figuring out he was running the show. And people were so glad when he left office. I think they had to withdraw him from the public eye. And they're saying, hey, you'll be rewarded. Just do your damage behind the scenes and keep a low profile. That's what I think is going on.
Yeah, I think Obama will be back here within the next year. And once again, I say a year because I think you have to allow the economy to collapse. I think you have to allow this gumbo of mathematical equations to completely fail. You know, at what point in time, Dave, and let's hear your best bet, because you talked to a lot of insider trading guys. Well, not insider trading. You talked to a lot of trading guys who understand the inside workings. Let's say it like that. How many more times can we do quantitative easing?
We're probably two past the limit. Sorry, that's how I see it. We're two past the limit. And why do I say that? Because we're hopelessly in debt. It would take a decade or longer of austerity to correct what's been done to us. And it's a problem, Doug. It is. Our economy is a total trash. The only thing that we can do at this point is, if we do get control of the government back, which I doubt that's going to happen, but if we did, we'd have to repudiate the debt. And in repudiating the debt, it would really become tragic because of the fact that a lot of the corporations that keep America going are the ones that are owned the corrupt debt as a result of their patronage to our representatives when they bribe them to do what they want to do. So, interesting. Doug, did I lose you?
No, I'm here. Yeah, you blanked out there for a second.
Hold on. We're going to have to reestablish. Okay. I think we're recording on a part two. Let me double check here on this. Isn't it interesting we got cut at that point?
Of course, right? Well, I'm double recording on this end if we got any problems. So we can just keep going. Here's another thing. We have the new emergence of monkeypox. Just to sound a little bit hysterical, the WHO chief is now advising people to reduce the amount of sex partners that they have to avoid monkeypox.
Oh,
and it's affecting the LGBTQ community. All right. And we know that for a fact. That has nothing to do with profiling people. But how interesting. How very so interesting that a certain community is being hit by a certain thing that is probably going to be labeled an STD soon, right? But I do think that, you know, it's one of these emerging viruses that's happening worldwide for a reason. Obviously, it's for a reason. You know, at what point in time do we as Americans just sit back and go, you know what, Dave, there's just too many things happening right now. This seems like the fix is in. This seems manufactured. I can't remember 10, 20 years of this many things happening within a matter of 2 to 3 years. You know, maybe 9/11. That, and obviously that was a big point in time. And I think maybe we're coming close to, you know, maybe another 9/11 happening in America. You know, something has to take the eyes off of what's happening in Congress. Something has to take the eyes off of, you know, the gun grab bill, Biden's failing health, the failing economy. They have to have a scapegoat. And I think they're building that scapegoat now.
Yeah, it could be scapegoat. I agree with you. It's going to scapegoat. But it's more deception than anything else. It's more like, don't look over here, look over there. And this is clearly, deception is the order of the day. But I also think you're exactly right. They do need a scapegoat. And that's so Nazi of them. And they followed the Nazi playbook pretty closely. So I think that that is a logical conclusion. I really do. I think you're right on the money. What triggers the Night of the Broken Glass? Because clearly that's coming. But what do you think triggers it?
Well, I mean, you know, we have to ask ourselves, who are the brown shirts? You know,
The ruling party.
Yeah, maybe. You know, obviously, going back into history, the brown shirts would have been equivalent to Antifa. But Antifa does not have that big a role to play. They are useful idiots.
Great.
They're not a political party that could have upset the potential view of the chancellorship. So who is those people? Honestly, I would have to say that AOC. AOC. The five, the whatever, the four idiots. I think Bernie Sanders, AOC, those people, Ilhan Omar, they're the ones who need to be looking over their backs. They think that they run everything. They think that they have the pulse on half of America, but they don't. And they are willfully in denial if they honestly believe that. And the ruling elite, which is your establishment Democratic and Republican Party, would, I think, throw these women onto the burning, brazing hands of the altar of Baal if it meant saving themselves. I think they would sacrifice them in a second. And, you know, that would be the first victim of the Knights of the Broken Glass. And from there, it's going to be, you know, and this is hyperbole, you know, everybody. FBI, put your pencils down. We're speaking in theories here. I would say from there, it would probably be your SES federal employees, your deep state, the real deep state, your heads of agencies, your select committee people who, you know, are never named. But they're the real movers and shakers. From there, I would probably honestly pin my next best guess on bankers and people like Elon Musk.
I think Elon Musk is definitely targeted.
Yeah, Elon's a threat.
Elon Bezos was given a lot of the ability to compete with Elon Musk in space, and I think it pissed Elon Musk off. And I think there's been other slights to Elon Musk because he's not in the direct club, yet he has the technology to be in the club. So I think he's kind of like saying, okay, if you want to treat me that way, I'm going to help your enemies. That's what I think we're seeing right now.
Elon Musk has the ability to project power upon a nation without a military. Nobody else does that but Elon Musk. Elon Musk had the ability to use his satellites to project internet into Ukraine and overwhelm it whenever Ukraine had a complete, what we would call River City, but an internet blackout by Russia and their electronic jamming weapons. So if Elon has that type of, you know, unnatural power, could you imagine what would happen if you pissed off Elon Musk to the point that this mad cat decides to get some of the best hackers in the world, and we're going to go and find everything Hunter did, and we will WikiLeaks drop that onto everything that can get a damn cell phone signal? Man,
I'm contemplating this. That's
How do you stop them? How do you stop it?
Yeah, it'd be a glorious day.
Yeah, you know, I mean, shield your eyes, parents, for the children. But if everybody got a couple of those videos that we know Hunter is very much guilty with, or hey, man, Ghislaine Maxwell. And, you know, a man who may or may not be dead right now. You know, if you get if you were able to find the black box, you know, smut that came from Pedo Island, and you were able to put that out, you would destroy careers. You would have to force the FBI.
I think it's a Department of Justice. Doug, I hear Hillary Clinton has the evidence.
Yeah, Hillary might. But Hillary is an aging wine that is either going to reach the end of her usefulness or she's going to be poured out because her time is up. So Hillary is in a very precarious position. She is either going to be the gatekeeper who's going to be given a key position by somebody, or you know, she does what? You know, or how do we know that Hillary doesn't also have the same type of threat that's put upon her, that's put upon quite a few of these politicians? Do what we say, or, you know, your grandchildren disappear. You know, that could very well be a threat that Hillary may not want to go through with, because we know for a fact that Hillary actually, for whatever reason, cares about Chelsea, unlike Joe Biden, not caring about Hunter. You know, so, you know, you may be able to shut Hillary up. You may actually be able to drag her out every now and then and ramp a few people up. But I think Hillary is getting to the point where she's not going to be useful anymore. You know, and Hillary always has eyes in the back of her head. She knows for a fact people are always looking for the day that they get the green light to go after her. There'll probably be an entire army trying to fight their way to kill Hillary Clinton. You know, and I think many of those politicians would smile and laugh as it happened. And we are essentially in the A2 Brutus part of America and waiting for Rome to start collapsing.
Interesting. That's interesting. I think Hillary is one of the power brokers. I don't think she's an intermediary operative given management authority. I think she's one of them. You know why I think that? Because I believe in Genesis 6, and I believe we're looking at two different DNAs, you know, on the planet. And the DNA that's trying to dominate the planet is the fallen angel DNA. And this is just my hypothesis from Genesis 6. And I think Hillary isn't one of them, but she's compensated by becoming a fourth degree coven witch. That puts her in league with them. And I think that that is more than just symbolic. I think it's functional to her authority. I don't know if I'm making sense to you on this point or not, but I think she's risen above the level of useful idiots. And I think she has command and control. And I think she's on a real upper level too, just below the people that run this planet on behalf of Satan.
I agree with you on that, you know, but also, you know, there's always a war amongst the children of Satan. There is no unification of power until the Antichrist comes. So everybody's kind of in competition. And once again, I would not probably even yawn in surprise if Hillary wound up, you know, assassinated one day. I'd be like, oh, well, I can't believe it took him that long. You know, she probably has a cult-like following, but, you know, you're not seeing very many people, you know, trying to bring her out of the depths of the swamp. I think they're fishing for new blood, and it's not AOC. It's not the squad. I think I'll give you something good to chew on. I think whoever comes as the new president will be a unifier.
In preparation for the tribulation, yeah, I can see that too. I took a second to digest that because I hadn't thought of it that way before, but it makes sense. Gavin Newsom's antagonistic. I don't see him being the one. He can't fit that. He can't play that role.
No, and once again, a series of calamities. You know, if you stage this correctly, and once again, you know, talk about getting into my mindset and how my mind works and the way I think about things. If you take Biden out, take Kamala out, put Pelosi in, Pelosi puts Newsom in, you know, Pelosi steps down, Newsom comes in, Newsom stirs some feathers, Newsom gets JFK'd, and whoever comes out of that is the great unifier of the parties.
Mm-hmm. Okay, careful what you say. We don't want any visits. But I hear what you're saying.
Once again, we work on the level of hypothetical theory.
I agree. Yeah, but they did kill John Kennedy, so we're talking the same power brokers and their descendants. Yeah, you're exactly right. Wow, all I got to say to that is wow, what a scenario. But as we said on our TV broadcast, though, we are headed for a night of broken glass. Though we will see massive terrorism in this country on a scale that's unprecedented, and as I said on our TV show as well. Watch Holland, watch Ireland. The farmers are standing up. They're not backing down. I think we're going to see if we can see a military split happen when they go after these people. When the tanks start shooting at the tractors, I wonder how many of the soldiers are going to rebel, if any. And I think it'll tell us a lot about our future.
I'd like to add to that, you know, be watching for domestic terrorism in the U.S. Mm-hmm. against farmlands from Antifa. I think we need to put that capability back onto the playing board again.
Yeah, I think you're right. And if people want to know, I read some justification for Doug's statement from an anonymous source that's a farmer. And, yeah, they're sabotaging the farms right now as we speak, as well as the natural gas supply, so we can all freeze to death this winter. That's absolutely a fact. Doug, tell us how we can follow your other work. You're here on the Common Sense Show often and on our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv, which goes over to Heroes Nation. But tell us, how else do we follow you?
So I'm also on KYAH 5:40 a.m. I'm also on gsradio.net. They're the ones who carry the entire archive of the American Vindictus Show. We also have a website, theamericanvindictusshow.com, where I do post some blogs, my own personal thoughts here and there on there. And then I'm on YouTube and Rumble. Check out some of the newest videos I just put up on YouTube. It's pretty cool. A bunch of the cave expeditions, which is what we're starting to get into right now. Searching for the Lost Giants of America with Mondo Gonzalez and my friend Brent Height of Brent Height Outdoors. So it's a lot of fun, Dave. You know, starting to do some real moving and shaking.
When you get back from your expedition with Mondo, we need to have him on the Doug and Dave Intel Report on TV.
Oh, man, I can't wait for this.
It'll be awesome. And we'll put some visual effects up. Hey, my friend, we are flat out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, about the hiccup in the middle of the show, but that was not us. But nonetheless, we got through. Doug, good stuff. And this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report on the CommonSenseShow.tv, Heroes Nation, signing off. Until next time, take care.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.